This is Women's Voices from Dayton Correctional Institution, and I'm Community Voices producer Renee Wild. We've met Lana Williams in previous stories, and we've learned how she grew up in a gang on the south side of Chicago and moved to Columbus to try to get away from that lifestyle. Lana served 20 years of a life sentence without parole, and when she came into prison, she was a restless person. But over the years, she's become more reflective. On this day, Lana found herself alone after the other women had paired up to interview each other, and so she sat off in a corner of the room, and she interviewed herself.
My name is Lana Williams, and I am basically interviewing myself today. The other young ladies here are all interviewing one another, and it's okay. I enjoy talking to myself, so I think I'll just sit over here and kind of express how I'm feeling today and where I'm at today. In a place like this, incarcerated, you know, you go through emotional roller coaster rides. You know, some days I can go through a day with like a breeze, almost like, you know, I'm at home, literally free at home without a care in the world. But then there are other times when I feel really exactly what this place is sought out to make you feel like, and that is closed in, away from everyone and everybody. And today just happens to be one of them days. I don't look for pity parties, so, you know, I keep a lot of stuff held in. And I've been told that's not okay. It's not good to do that. But it works for me. You know, it works for me because you have to kind of figure out your own way of dealing and maintaining in a place like this without losing your mind or becoming so depressed and sad that you literally want to give up life itself, which I have seen throughout the years. But, you know, I keep the faith and I hold on. I hold on to hope that one day I will be released from here.
That was Lana Williams for Women's Voices from the Dayton Correctional Institution. For WYSO, I'm Community Voices producer Renee Wild.